This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland. And we're here at the Angel Eyes stands. Thanks very much for joining us. Can you tell us a bit about Angel Eyes and what you guys do?
Okay, well, we're a Northern Ireland-based charity. We cover all of Northern Ireland, and we work with children and young people with visual impairment, ranging from zero all the way up to 25. So we have three different teams. We have a family team, and the family team support families when a child's had their diagnosis of visual impairment, and all the way along the journey, we do lots of accessible events and support with accessing grants for adaptations to the home, for technology, and the family team are just there just as a constant source of help and support to our families. We also have an education team. I work on the education team, so we get referrals in through the ECLOs in the hospital. We also would get referrals coming in through our family team if families are having issues with school and they feel they need a little bit of extra support. And then we just get self-referrals in through our website as well. So if a family feel that their child needs some support in school to access the curriculum, you know, if they need some adaptations made, or the school needs some guidance on how best to support them, then we can go in and we can offer that support and that guidance. And then we have a youth team, and our youth team work with our young people from 8 to 25. They have lots of events. They have residentials. They meet up on a regular basis. Our youth advocate, Rebecca, would meet with our young people on a one-to-one basis and support them with transitioning to college or university, job applications. And then in addition to that, we also have Empathize, which is another part of Angel Eyes, which is our VR training, where we have the virtual reality headset, and it can be programmed so that families and schools can put the headset on and see the world through the eyes of the child or young person, and it can be layered to show the various aspects of the visual impairment. So it just really is very impactful on helping the families and the schools to understand what it's like to experience the world in that way. So we do lots. We're in our 18th year. This year we're doing lots and lots of fundraising for turning 18. We don't receive any government funding, so it's grants and fundraising that keeps us going. And we're a team of nine. And we were set up by Sarah McCracken, and she started the charity. She has two children with a visual impairment herself and realised that there was a lack of support in Northern Ireland, and the charity has just gone from strength to strength over the last 18 years.
And we're talking here today about technology a lot. What pieces of technology in particular are you using in schools when you're dealing with young people?
Well, we would look at how iPads and laptops can be used for the children to access the curriculum in an easily accessible format. So rather than everything always having to be in print form all the time, that they can access it much more easily, and it can be sent straight to them from the teacher in various different ways. So it's just looking at an individual and looking at what they most need to access the curriculum. So for one young person, it could just be about where they're sitting in the classroom. For another young person, they may need what the teacher is presenting on the interactive whiteboard to be screen mirrored onto the device that they have in front of them in the correct font size for them to be able to access it. For others, it could be using a magnification tool on a worksheet that's in front of them, having a raised desk to bring it closer to them. The possibilities are kind of endless in terms of technology, and we would just look at each individual child or young person and look at what they need and encourage the school to put that in place.
And what difference does it make to a young person before and after the intervention from Angel Eyes, when you've come in, you've made changes, and they're able to access education in a completely different way?
Well, it just gives them so much confidence and self-belief. The feedback we get from parents is generally when they come to us, they're often at a point of desperation. They feel lost. They feel like that their child isn't necessarily getting what they need to move forward academically. And often that's just a lack of knowledge, and schools just need a little bit of support and a little bit of guidance, and to see that, that little changes can make a really big change. And it means that the young people don't feel, whilst they're getting interventions that are different to some of their peers, it means that they're having an equal access to the curriculum, and it means that they don't feel as different as they did before, and they're able to just to live a normal school life like all of their friends are. So it's massive, but just little small changes to make that massive impact for the young person and for parents as well. Like, the feedback we get from parents for all of our services is just that feeling of support, and knowing that we've always got somebody they can go to if they feel things aren't happening as they should be happening, and knowing that we've got their backs and that we'll come in and support them. And so they just can kind of breathe and know it's not just, because when you have children with a child with any kind of additional needs, like, that's a big weight to carry as a parent, and if you feel that weight can be shared with somebody else and somebody takes a bit of that load off your shoulders, it's absolutely huge and makes a huge difference in just how they feel about themselves as a parent and navigating the world for their child and giving them the best opportunities.
Well, where's the best place to find out more information and more on the services that you can provide at Angel Eyes?
Yeah, well, our website, angeleyesni.org, there's a vast wealth of information on there, contact details. There's details to contact the family team, the education team, the youth team. Any parents who are looking for support in navigating the education system, the statementing process, there's so much information on the website, and then there's email addresses to get in touch for any further support and any further help.
And in terms of coverage, geography wise, whereabouts does Angel Eyes reach?
We are based in Belfast, but we cover all of Northern Ireland.
Sarah from Angel Eyes, thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks.